It's a 2-point victory for the Tyrone side. Their manager, Ryan McMenamin, the former Tyrone County footballer, the words of this was a fantastic advertisement for ladies' football, and he's spot on because it really was a class fixture this afternoon. Glenfinn leading at half-time by just a single point. It was 3-2 to 1-7 in favour of the Donegal champions, and all the damage for them was done in the first half with Yvonne McMonagall hitting three brilliant goals, it must be said as well, and Karen Guthrie kicking 2 points from midfield. Now, Guthrie and McMonagall both had inspiring performances in that first half, and one of the goals that McMonagall got, her first goal in fact, which came after 9 minutes, into the chest out around the 45 metre line, and then she just turned her man and away she went, and she beat a couple of players, and all of a sudden she was in on goal with Niamh McKenna to beat, buried the ball into the bottom corner, and it was a fantastic finish. She did it another 2 times in that first half, by the end of which Glenfinn went in at the break leading by a point, 3-2 to 1-7, even though St McCartan's were probably the better side in the first half. They took some wonderful scores of their own. Chloe McCaffrey, playing at number 14, was very impressive this afternoon. She finished with at least 7 points. Paula Donnelly got their goal in the first half as well. In the second half then, Glenfinn came out leading by a point, and Yvonne McMonagall kicked 2 quick frees, from the one from the hands to leave it 3-4 to 1-7. And at that stage, you would have thought Glenfinn were well in control. But in fairness to St McCartan's, they didn't panic. They made a couple of positional changes which seemed to work well as well. Celine McCarroll got a point back for them. Linda Donnelly then kicked another point, and all of a sudden it was just down to a point again, and then we had their second goal of the game scored by Shauna McGurr, and all of a sudden it was St McCartan's 2-9, Glenfinn 3 goals and 4 points. And after that, well, Linda Donnelly scored another point for them, the half back who was playing up in the forward line at that stage, 2-10 to 3-4, and all of a sudden they were looking in control at that stage of the game. They were 3 points ahead, but Glenfinn struck back with their fourth goal of the game, and this time it was Katie Hearn who produced the brilliant finish, racing through on goal and again finding the bottom corner with a fantastic finish, and that left it 4-4 to 2-10. Again, the sides were all square. Jolene Donnelly with a point put St McCartan's back in front just by a single point, and though Yvonne McMonagall responded with a free, this came after a big moment in the game. McMonagall was bearing down on goal and looked to be all set to score what would have been her fourth goal, but she was hauled to the ground by Mary Traynor, the St McCartan's cornerback, who was punished with a yellow card. That meant 10 minutes in the sin bin, and the result was that instead of a goal, McMonagall had to take her free, which she knocked over the bar, and it was 4-5 to 2-11. But St McCartan's finished stronger. Chloe McCaffrey with a point put them in front, 2-12 to 4-5, and then McMonagall had a chance to level the scores, but in fairness to her, it was a long range free. It was a difficult kick into the dying minute of the game, and that went just wide, and St McCartan's went up the other end, and McCaffrey scored another point, the insurance score, some might say, and that left 2-13 to 4-5 at the finish. So a 2-point victory for St McCartan's. Last year they lost out in the provincial decider against Dunfermline of County Monaghan. That was a dramatic conclusion to that final. They were very disappointed to lose that one, but they're up and running again once again in Ulster through a difficult first round test against Glenfinn, and they're into the Ulster semi-final. So there you have it, Miles. Final score from Park Tívoga and Glenfinn. It really was a rip-roaring encounter. It finished Glenfinn 4 goals and 5 points. That's 17 points. At St McCartan's of Tyrone, 2 goals and 13 points. 19 points for them. A 2-point victory for St McCartan's.